we're going to stay in football, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to switch teams, of course, and it's the team we cover the majority of the time, and that's the Fighting Illini, because we've got Nate Bussey calling in. Nate, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not a problem. Pro day? What? That was like a week ago or something? How did you do, my man?
I did good, actually. I went out there, performed at my best. I ran a good 40 time. I ran a 4.4 at 2:30. I think I did an overall successful day, and I had a successful performance.
Well, Nate, I mean, it's something that's obviously you had a great season for the Illini. I even scored the pick and the touchdown, and I remember interviewing you soon after that and saying that you kind of set the stage, because I think that weekend in the NFL there were like four of them. So everybody's watching Nate Bussey trying to figure out what's going to be the next move. I mean, you feel like you had a great senior season, didn't you, leading in now to this hopefully catching on with an NFL team, right?
Yes, I believe I had a tremendous season, and you know, if it wasn't for the hard work that I put in the offseason and coming into the season, that it wouldn't have been as successful as it was.
Nate Bussey joining us, former Illini, preparing for the NFL draft. And Nate, what are you hearing from NFL teams? What's kind of the feedback?
The kind of feedback was going into this draft preparation was that I was too small to play linebacker at 220, so I gained 10 pounds, so I weighed in at 230 on pro day. Move well with the 230 as well. So a lot of teams are now, you know, consider me to play the outside linebacker. But at least two teams I've talked to has considered me to play strong safety, and which I don't mind doing it because that's what I came to Illinois as,
sure,
as a safety. And like I just tell them, whatever they need me to do or whatever position they need me to, they need the most depth at, I'm willing to play. I'm just willing to get on the field to help our team win.
Nate, there's been a lot of praise for the defensive coordinator, Vic Koning, excuse me, and the turnaround job that he did with you guys. What did you learn specifically from him throughout the year that you think made you even better prepared going into the draft process?
What I learned from him is that, you know, you could come from the bottom and be on top, as well as be on top and go to the bottom. So it's a vice versa thing with that. We also learned that just playing within the framework of his defensive scheme can help us achieve more than just our personal goals, and which is an overall goal of winning the game on defense. So I learned a lot from Coach Vic Koning, you know, and I was glad that he came in my senior season and brought our defense up to par to where it belonged and where it should have been for the past couple of years. So, you know, I really praise Coach Vic Koning and thank him for everything he has done, especially playing me at outside linebacker and giving me a chance to have my spotlight on the shine that I had this year.
Nate Bussey joining us on the Tay and Jay Show. And Nate, I know one thing that I really enjoyed watching you play this season. And I remember halfway through the season, some of the guys I sit around, we were talking about you a little bit in the next level. And I remember commenting saying, you know, I could see Nate just being an absolute terror on special teams. And, you know, sometimes, Nate, that's how you break in, right, to the NFL. You make your mark there, and all of a sudden then you're a linebacker 2 or 3 years down the road. So that's certainly something you project, right, that you could go in and help a special teams unit out, especially if they need it.
Yes, I'm really hoping that the special teams coordinator watched a lot of the special teams, especially my career here in Illinois, because I did it all 4 years. And that's my plan right now, to go in and, you know, get on somebody's special team and, you know, be a dominant threat there, as well as try to go in as a linebacker when they need me or when my number is called.
And, Nate, what do you think of the NFL's new rule? I mean, you're a special teamer, a guy that's made a lot of tackles on that. What do you think of the new rule of the kickoff being moved from the 30 to 35?
It just means I got to run a little faster for those extra 5 yards. So I don't really mind that. Just give me a chance to really be more observant of as I'm running down and, you know, get ready to make the tackle. Or it just means that, you know, I got a lot more ground to cover.
Former Illini football player Nate Bussey joining us right now, preparing for the draft. And Nate, what's your normal day like right now? I know it's spring break for students, but are you still going in school hard? And what's this whole process been like for you?
The whole process has been kind of, I'll say crazy a little bit, you know, traveling from different states and stuff like that, and then working out with different people around the country. So it's been kind of crazy, like, with the travel situation. But right now, I'm back in Champaign and just down here lifting weights and still trying to stay conditioning in shape, and as well as take care of my daughter while I'm here in Champaign.
Hey, Nate, any favorite teams? I know you'll play for any one of them. Believe me, I understand that. any kind of teams out there that you say, oh, man, I'd love to play for that team?
I could definitely say a couple. I say that about the Dallas Cowboys, the Chicago Bears. I also say that about the Baltimore Ravens. I'd like, you know, I'd love to play for one of those teams, you know, kind of, you know, especially going back home. Baltimore would be, like, around the corner from D.C., and then by playing for Chicago because I went here to Illinois.
Sure.
You know, so I really try to look at local things, but whatever team picks me up or wants me to come and try to use my showcase my talent there, I'm willing to go.
Nate Bussey, last question from me. How much are you leaning on other Illini guys that are in the pros now? Are you trying to pick their brains a little bit about how the process works and what you could be doing to really impress?
Somewhat. I've talked to two guys most recently that just came out, Vontae Davis for the Dolphins and Aurelius Bennett for the Buccaneers. You know, two guys I went to high school with as well. So I just talked to them about the process, and, you know, they just say stay humble, stay focused. I'm pretty sure that it's one team that really likes you, and, you know, you'll be a draft pick. And, you know, just stay focused on the goal ahead, which is, you know, becoming an NFL player. And just when I get there, just keep doing what I've been doing, which is work hard.
Former Illini player Nate Bussey, and we say that like he's been gone for 5 years. I mean, he's
it's only
just
been a few months.
He not even graduated, right? I mean, he just quit. You know, he just, not quit, but he just finished his career. But Nate, you had a great career. You capped it off with a bowl win. Congratulations to you. We're going to be following you as this goes along, and we wish you nothing but the best in terms of hooking on with an NFL team. And when that happens, now you can't big time us. You got to come back on the Tay and Jay Show, right?
Oh yeah, I will definitely be. It'll be an honor to come back after I make that successful trip to an NFL team.
That is great. Thanks, Nate Bussey. Thank you very much for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, that is Nate Bussey. I'm telling you, he was one of, you know, I didn't know
He's
Nate.
He's a favorite, man.
But yeah. I loved watching him play.
He had a great year. He was a lot of fun to watch. And honestly, if there was one play that kind of symbolized the turnaround that all last season was in its entirety, it was that Penn State game. It was that play. The interception return that he had.
He was the Illini's highlight guy.
I agree.
If you saw a hit on Sports Center with Illinois, it was Nate Bussey.
Yep.
If you saw a huge play, it was Nate Bussey. So, and he's a good guy. You know, he's always
He's awesome. Yeah.
Always dressed. I mean, if you, most of these guys walk around in T-shirts and shorts and just look grimy because they're football players.
Well,
you know,
and college kids.
Right, and college kids. Nate Bussey just dressed to
and
the max.
You know what doesn't hurt? Dreads. Dreads in a football helmet look so awesome. And it started with the first time I saw R.W. McCorders with it. I was like, guys with dreads and football helmets look awesome.
Except when it gets L. Harris length.
That's That's
it's
way
a little ridiculous. But Nate was looking good last
I
year.
I love it.
We're bringing on Bruce Hooley from Fox Sports Ohio. Next, talk a little Buckeyes basketball against Kentucky tonight. But they also have some football news about Jim Trussell. We'll get to that next. And the T&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.